the Fade the Noise podcast with Brad Evans and Nate Lundy.
Place your bets. Brad the Big Noise Evans here, joined by the good sir, Nathaniel Lundy. This is the Feed the Noise podcast. I'm coming at you from the MGM Grand in Las Vegas, Nevada, because the NFL draft is going down on Thursday night. Lundy, I walked the strip yesterday. Holy mother of God, there are a lot of people right now descending on Las Vegas. And I was really curious to see what the setup was at the Bellagio. It's cool. They got everything kind of, you know, hanging out there in the fountain. They've got these entryways that bookend the stage for the draftees to walk up, you know, get their hug, their handshake from Goodell, hold up a jersey, get the photo op, and go about the rest of their day. But the sidewalks, you know, are fairly wide there, but they're not going to block off the street. So I'm just like, where are all these people going to be compacted? They're going to be like sardines in a can. It's a bit ridiculous, but it's Vegas. It's spectacle. It's going to be spectacular. Of course, you can bet on it. So let's talk about it right now. And of course, the quarterbacks are always the big storyline. And really the biggest storyline right now is the fact that Trayvon Walker is the odds-on favorite to go number one overall after Aiden Hutchinson for months and months and months was expected to have his name called first at number one overall to the Jacksonville Jaguars. But that does not appear to be the case, as the defensive lineman from Georgia could be the number one overall selection, minus 150 right now at DraftKings. But the quarterbacks, of course, too, always a big storyline. Pretty weak class, and I'm saying that with soft tones because, you know, Malik Willis, as spectacular of an athlete he is, he has severe flaws in the short to intermediate field. Kenny Pickett, the hand size, is an issue. He has flaws, though he is a plus athlete and a guy that can accord deep and with some accuracy. And then you go down the ladder, it just gets worse from there. So a lot of these guys have visible warts, and as a result, I'm taking the under on 2.5 quarterbacks drafted in round number one. It's a plus 190. I don't really know if a Sam Howell or a Desmond Ridder, I know it's a quarterback needy league, slip into the the top frame simply because of a desperate move like a team like Pittsburgh may need to make. They may be satisfied with the Mitchell Trubisky right now as their starting quarterback, take their lumps this year, knowing that next year's draft class is going to be far more ballyhooed. So in my estimation, man, I just don't see teams trading up. I only see Kenny Pickett. I only see Malik Willis. Those are the only two quarterbacks I foresee having their names called on Thursday night, with everybody else coming on Friday night and beyond. So fade or follow early on here, man. Give me your thoughts on this. It gets seduced by the juice if you want to. Plus 190, under 2.5 quarterbacks taken in round number one. Why? Because this draft class sucks.
Yeah, I know. I'm with you. It does. And the beauty of it is, you know, you and I were talking about this before we hit the old fancy record button, that thankfully the Broncos pulled off a trade. And so I just really haven't been paying any attention to the quarterbacks in the draft, because for a little while I thought I was going to have to pay attention to the quarterbacks in the draft. Were they going to try to move up and get one of these guys? And then they went and got Russ, who apparently is better luck for the Nuggets than Peyton, based on their game yesterday. So I thankfully didn't have to pay attention. So, but you just said plus 190 for two of them. Yeah, I'll roll with that. Hell, I'm with you. This is not a great draft class. So it's going to have to be somebody super desperate for them to get to the point where there's three taken in the top 32.
Yeah, so I'm telling you, man, I think it's going to be Willis. I think it's going to be Pickett, and everybody else is going to come a little bit later on in this year's NFL draft. With that, let's get to it. Let's pull the lever, baby. I'm in Vegas on a Manic Monday edition with another Fade Five.
Number five.
All right, Luddy, I believe it's the last week, and correct me if I'm wrong, of the NHL regular season. So let's drop the puck and make some bucks, my man. The best time of the year in hockey right around the corner, but we still will have some teams jockeying for playoff position. So what do you got for me tonight on the ice?
Well, Brad, this is one of those days. We've talked about this a lot on the podcast. Whoever does the NHL schedule freaking blows, okay? This person, seriously, fire them, okay? Along with Angel Fernandez. Is that his name? The damn umpire that Schwarber went off on?
Yeah, that was overly egregious, you could say. And Schwarber had every right to go bonkers in that moment.
Well, and a number of people made this comment, and I agree with it because I was watching some of that game last night, by the way. Somebody should have gone off on him in the third inning, let alone the ninth. But I digress. Anyway, the NHL scheduling gods gave us 11 games yesterday, all of which kicked my ass. The books made a lot of their money back yesterday. However, they turned around and gave us one tonight. And you know what that one is, Brad? It's between two teams who don't give a shit, who have been out of the playoffs for a really long time, but damn it, I will find a way to bet on it. The Philadelphia Flyers will be at the Madhouse on Madison. They are taking on the Chicago Blackhawks. Both teams out of it. Chicago is 27th in the league. Philadelphia is 29th. Right now, both of these teams are just trying to get through to May 10th. That's when they will find out where they are in the NHL lottery. But I'm actually going to go with the Flyers as the road dog here at a plus 115 at DraftKings. Why? Because they just beat their intrastate rival, the Pittsburgh Penguins, yesterday, 4-1. That's a nice moral victory, you might say, for them to be able to beat up on their rival. But Chicago stinks at home. They stink in general, but they're 12-21-6 at home. They're only scoring 2.6 goals per game. That is the absolute worst in the Western Conference. And I think Philly's got a little momentum after beating the Pens. So we're going to take the road dog at a plus 115 for the Flyers to beat Chicago tonight in the Windy City.
All right, you got one bullet in the chamber. Fire it off! Why the hell not? You're a degenerate NHL gambler, just like Lundy.
Number four.
All right, let's move on to Major League Baseball. We actually have seven games on the slate, so a little bit more appetizing compared to the National Hockey League. And let's go to a pair of big batted teams. Get your mind out of the gutter. I'm talking about Boston and Toronto. And I'm going to take the over on 8 runs tonight at minus 105. Nice light juice there at DraftKings Sportsbook. You got Jose Berrios and Nathan Eovaldi on the mound for their respective clubs. Berrios has been atrocious, to put it mildly, so far this season. He's got a 6.35 ERA, 4.76 walks per nine, barf, and a 2.38 home runs per nine mark. That is a recipe for disaster. They're putting guys with the freebies on base and then giving up the long ball. And he's only enticing 8.1 swinging strike rate, which is way down for him compared to his career average. Now, Eovaldi, much better, at least on the surface, at 3.68 ERA. But you peel back those layers of the onion, and it's a bit unsightly. 3.077 home runs per nine allowed. Yeah, the K per nine is up. But he has got a disgusting 52.4% hard hit rate to his name. Now, in the series prior at Fenway, in a three-gamer between these two clubs, 3 combined runs, 7 combined runs, and 5 combined runs. So 3-for-3 and tucking under. But I think that narrative changes given the pitching matchups and this game being played north of the border there at the Rogers Center in Toronto. So fade or follow, Lundy, Boston, Toronto, Red Sox, Jays, over 8 runs at just minus 105 at DraftKings Sportsbook.
I think it's that juice for a reason, my friend. I think I'm going to have to fade you on this one. As much as you can talk about the struggles from the pitching standpoint, the problem is, as you just pointed out, the Red Sox aren't really doing anything with the bats. If you combine the last 5 games for each of these teams, so a total of 10, right? You go into it, the under has hit 9 out of those 10. They're just not putting runs on the board. So you are looking to buck the trend. You're getting not quite seduced by the plus juice, but clearly you saw a minus 105 when you rolled out of your Vegas luxury, because I'm sure you're in one of those penthouse suites, Brad.
To a heart-shaped tub, everything. Rose petals everywhere.
I figured as much. So I think you rolled out and kind of wiped away the leftover, fog of the night before in Vegas. And for some reason got seduced by minus 105. I'm going to fade you on this one. I say they tuck right underneath this total.
All right, Lundy's fading me. Bring out the bats, boys. Boston and Toronto.
Number three.
All right, here's one I know you're not going to fade me on because you know this man's plights. That is Kyle Freeland. He just got pizzayed, and not for good reason, in my estimation, because he hasn't really earned it. He had one really good season. Other than that, it's been, pun intended, maybe a rocky road for the Colorado starter. But I'm taking the over, and convincingly so, on 2.5 earned runs against the Philadelphia Phillies. And yes, and Kyle Schwarber's going to take out his frustrations and anger on fat baseballs across the middle of the plate. You look at Freeland now. He just faced the Phillies on April 19th at home. He went 5 innings, only gave up 2 earned in that game, and 1 walk. But he was playing with fire. He had 12 fly ball outs against a team that's loaded with power with, you know, Rhys Hoskins, with Bryce Harper, with Schwarber. I mean, they've got a lot of big boppers top to bottom in this order. You look at the other 2 turns of the rotation for Freeland, 10 earned runs and 9 innings pitched. He's given up a 46% hard hit rate this season. That is no bueno. And Philadelphia is absolutely smashing against southpaws. A 921 OPS so far here in the month of April. So you pulled all together, Lundy, and I think Freeland gets absolutely tagged in this game. So give me the over. Kyle Freeland, 2.5 earned runs at Philadelphia, -120 at BetMGM. Fade or follow?
I will follow because until I see Kyle Freeland look like the 2018 Kyle Freeland that went 17-7 and had a sub-3 ERA, I'm kind of with you. I mean, I like him. He's a hometown kid here in Denver. I mean, he's a really, really nice dude, but I still can't quite figure out why he got paid. I'm right there with you. I don't know whether, you know, there's a new GM here. I don't know what the hell he was doing, but, the only thing that I will say, on this one that has me, I don't know. I don't want to say concerned, but at least has my radar up, is I thought it was an absolute automatic last night that Aaron Nola was going to go over 1.5 earned runs based on what he had done so far. And dude put up a donut. No earned runs in 7 innings and 9 Ks. I don't think Kyle Freeland is quite poised to have that kind of a turnaround. But I mean, Brad, I told you the books took back a lot of money yesterday. One of them was that one because I hammered that bet because I thought for sure the Brewers were going to be able to get to him and they didn't. So now some of that has to do with a strike zone that made absolutely no sense. but I digress. But I will go with the over on Kyle Freeland because, again, this is one of those bets, folks. Over his next handful of starts, until he shows something, keep taking the over on his earned runs because Freeland is up in his own head right now and he's got to get right.
Yeah, no doubt about it. Fade Freeland. Make some cold, hard cash. Stick around for my top picks in tonight's NBA postseason showdowns plus bonus time in the aforementioned NBA and Major League Baseball because I doubt Lundy has anything left for this single sucky NHL game.
Number two.
All right, let's go back to the NBA, and let's talk about the Frenchman, Rudy Gobert. And unfortunately, if you're going to bet the over on him, it's going to go down like a heaping plate of escargot, which is absolutely disgusting. Those are snails, people. Snails. Don't eat them. I am going to take the under on 28.5 points plus rebounds, Lundy, on him. That is a -110. At BetMGM, if you look at what Gobert has done in this series, I feel that he is underwhelmed somewhat. So in through 4 games in this combined category, 22, 25, 22. And then the last game out, he went for 32. And I think this is why you're seeing this category inflate. And as a result, there's some great value baked in on the under. You go back into the regular season even, and Gobert only did this a couple of times. Against his foe and the Dallas Mavericks, who are number 8 in adjusted defensive efficiency here in this postseason, giving up 1.157 points per possession. They have been blasted on the boards. I mean, they're giving up 45.3 rebounds per game. That's the 4th most in this postseason. But remember, they only just got Luka Doncic back now and he is a major factor on the glass. So knowing that Gobert, you know, given the history here in this series, knowing he's only averaging 5 field goal attempts per game, yeah, he's making 5.3 free throws per game, and that's where it could keep this thing close. And of course, he's got, you know, the 17 rebounds games to his name, but I he could go out there and get 15 boards, but not do enough offensively to get over the hump to get to 29 combined points and rebounds. So feel very comfortable about this one. Fade or follow, Rudy Gobert under 28.5 points plus rebounds, -110 at BetMGM.
This is a good call by you, Senior. Congratulations.
Thank you.
Apparently you were not in as much of a Vegas fog as I was anticipating. we got ready for I'll put it this way. Let's wait to see how this week goes, ladies and gentlemen.
It's only going to devolve from here, Lundy. I can tell you that. It's slowly unraveling.
Yeah, well, at least you got your voice back, and at least you're feeling better to travel. Yes, you're going to follow on this one because I actually think you brought up a really good point. He could drop, like you said, 15 boards.
Yep.
But then he may follow it up with, you know, his average, which is, what, 11 points per game so far in this series, I think, is what his average is. Even though he's hit 15 and 17 over the last two, he was awful in the first two. So I'm going to go ahead and take the under on this one. He's been very different on the road compared to at home against Dallas in this series. So let's take the under, keep underneath that 29 mark.
That's right, Gobert. Let's make us some greenbacks here. Bet on the under.
Number one.
All right, let's go to my top play in the NBA. And it's, again, living in the land down under, man. It is a theme. And I'm going to go with Joel Embiid, who is obviously dinged with that thumb. It's going to have to be surgically repaired as soon as the Philadelphia 76ers playoff run is over. And as a result, I'm going to take the under on 40.5 points plus rebounds. And this is just -105. Right now at FanDuel Sportsbook, that's the best line in the industry. You can get it at Caesars at 41.5 if you want to, you know, get the extra point or, you know, tick in the box score as a cushion. But it is juiced up to -125 there, so just keep that in mind. But, you know, Embiid after the game admitted that it's painful what he is dealing with right now. And when pressed on a little bit more, he said it hurts most when rebounding and shooting free throws. And he goes, it does hit as well, the wrong nerves when he passes. So it's mitigating his game. You could tell that he's out there laboring a little bit. No matter how many painkillers he's ingesting, it is certainly capping his ability to really go out there and maximize his efforts. And as a result, you saw in the last game, he just had 21 points, only 8 rebounds. And it's a guy that's consistently a double-doubles machine, and I think you're going to see more of the same in this contest tonight against the Toronto Raptors. Elimination game potentially for Toronto. Yeah, the Raptors have allowed the 5th highest field goal percentage in the postseason at 49.2%. But again, just due to the limitations that Embiid has, I don't think he's going to get there on the 40.5 points plus rebounds. If you just want to take the under on points, it's at 28.5 at most of the books. I've seen some of them scale back to 27.5. I would still be under on that as well. So Lundy, Joel Embiid, fade or follow under 40.5 points plus rebounds, -105 at FanDuel.
I'm all over the under on this one. When you get to the point where the vast majority of your post game is discussing the pain that you're in,
right,
that's a sign, folks. I'm just throwing that out there. That's a sign. And it's a sign for you to take the bet. I agree with you. I like this one a lot. I'll also throw this out there. If it's hurting him that much on the rebounds, I mean, Brad, his over under on the rebounds is 12.5.
Under.
And it's juiced right now to -125, so you can see that everybody is leaning that way. But my guess is that juice is either going to go up or that number is going to fall to 11.5 between the time we're recording right now and tip-off. But he's sitting at 12.5 on boards. That's at DraftKings right now. So I throw that one out there for you as well. But, yeah, if your press conference is about your pain, let's go find some player props and let's take the under.
Yeah, no matter how much dirt you rub on that sucker, it is certainly going to limit his ability to go out there and bang the box score. All right, Lundy, it's Bearness time. Let's blast those books into the boards. What else you got for me on this Monday?
Well, as you pointed out, I have no other hockey to talk about, which is really shitty.
I'm
serious.
You can find a player prop? No songs? No shots on goal? Nothing?
I am not touching. Look, the two teams playing tonight blow, Brad. I mean, it is awful. This is like a Week 17 matchup between the Jags and the Panthers, okay?
This is just awful.
I know you would. I know you would. But from a hockey standpoint, like I said, I'm also licking my wounds in a big way after a number of upsets yesterday in the NHL. Maybe the scheduling gods actually did me a favor only having one game tonight, because it may actually leave some money in my account. No, it won't. let me give you two things in bonus time. First of all, I want to go back to the Colorado-Philadelphia game. Folks, this is a three-leg alt-line parlay for you in Major League Baseball. These are all totals that I am taking alt-lines on to put together. First of all, between the Giants and the Brewers, I'm going over 4.5 runs. Colorado and Philly going over 6.5. And Texas and Houston going over 6.5. Those are all alt-lines. But if you put them together, Brad, it's a plus 134. I really like the overs in those games, and in a couple of cases, I like the overs by themselves, but I decided to parlay it together and buy myself a cushion. Texas has actually been the over for Texas in their last 15 games is 8-5-2, and look, Kyle Freeland. He's right now, Philadelphia has an 851 OPS against left-handed pitchers. Okay. They're going to obliterate Freeland. And then the San Francisco Milwaukee, like I said, I just brought that one down a little bit to give myself a cushion, but I do think we're going to see scoring between those two teams. So plus 134. Then an early thing for you folks to watch for tonight. Do you know what has been an absolute printing press of cash so far in the NBA playoffs? The under on Trae Young points. It has hit in all four games. Folks, the over under in yesterday's game against the Heat was 27.5, and he finished with 9. Okay, that has been the only saving grace for me over the course of these NBA playoffs, is betting against Trae Young. So obviously his points prop is not out yet, but it probably will be later tonight. I'm telling you, whatever it is, take the under, because the Heat have focused in on him. They have completely taken him out of his game. He's continuing to have turnovers. He had 5 in game 4. He had 10 in game 2. The Heat are swarming him, and he doesn't know what to do, and it's translating in the box score. So whatever his points prop is tonight, take the under.
Like it. That's an excellent call. So keep your eye out on that one. Speaking of more unders, that is the theme of today's show, under, under, and more unders. I am going to take the under on Gary Trent Jr. of the Toronto Raptors, 20.5 points in Philadelphia against the 76ers. I don't know what you've seen from Gary Trent. I mean, when he's at home, he's on fire. Home is where the heart is. Home is where the numbers are for Gary Trent. But when he's on the road, 2 for 11 against Philadelphia for 9 points, and 0 for 3 the other matchup for 0 points. And he went under in both regular season matchups on the road in the city of not-so-brotherly love in his mind. So I'm going to take the under again on this 20.5 points for Gary Trent Jr. tonight. Elsewhere, give me Donovan Mitchell under 2.5 total turnovers, Lundy, at minus 105. Pull this one from DraftKings. In this series against the Mavs, he's gone 3 turnovers, 1, 2, and 1 against Dallas. He did go over in 3 or 4 regular season matchups against him, but he's done a really good job protecting the basketball. Dallas is only forcing 11.5 turnovers per game here in the postseason. So I think Mitchell stays under 3 total turnovers tonight. And then in the world of baseball, how about a little SGP, a same game parlay, put together at BetMGM. Will Smith of the LA Dodgers, he's going to get jiggy with it in the box score. Max Muncy as well. Both those guys just register a hit against Merrill Kelly and Arizona. It's plus 130 if they do. Will Smith, 6 for 11 with a home run against Kelly lifetime. Max Muncy, 8 for 18, also with a long ball against Kelly in his lifetime. I know Kelly's off to a masterful start, 0.59 ERA, but he's got a career 4.58 ERA against the Dodgers, and his strand rate has been off the charts so far this year. And I think the law of averages will eventually kick in. So again, plus 130, Will Smith, Max Muncy, both register a hit in that same gamer. There you have it. Oh, no, wait. What am I doing? I didn't give the no home run parlay play. Here we go, Lundy. All right, Bryce Harper does not go yard. A lefty-on-lefty matchup against Kyle Freeland in Colorado. Mitch Garver, as well, does not eclipse the fence against Houston. Dalton Varsho against Walker Buehler. Buehler, the Dodgers. He also doesn't get over the fence. And because I got to reduce the juice, and this is going to be where the fly in the ointment occurs and a little bit of a dice roll here, but Rafael Devers, I don't think gets a home run against the Toronto Blue Jays. So all four of those hit in the no home run parlay, minus 120 right now at BetMGM. Now that's a wrap on this edition of the Feed the Noise podcast. Please follow Lundy on social media, specifically on Twitter at Nate Lundy. Follow me there at Noisy Huevos. If you enjoyed this podcast, please drop us a rating and or review, would you kindly? And until next time, as always, feed or follow. That is up to you.
Feed the Noise.